Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Senator Paul McKinley, here to recap this week in the legislative session. Senator McKinley, thanks as always for taking some time out to talk with me today.
Well, it's great to be with you, Samantha.
So first of all, it's as you mentioned before we started this interview here, that it's been a busy week. What kind of things have you guys been working on?
Well, we've done an awfully lot of what we call non-con bills, non-controversial bills. For example, the state auditor has legislation that empowers him to do certain things, and we would go in, and over the years they find there are issues that need to be addressed, so we'll go in and do small corrections. So we did a lot of that. But I got to tell you, there is probably more interest or more activity, more people watching those eagles up in Decorah, the mother and father eagle taking care of those three little babies, than there are watching the legislature. And so there's not been a great deal of substantive things going on. The House, which is controlled by Republicans, continues to pass lots of legislation, send it to the Senate. And Senator Mike Gronstall, the majority leader, just doesn't bring it up for discussion. So that's kind of where we are. We've only got about 2 or 3 weeks left in the scheduled session, and it's going to take a lot of effort to get out of there.
Sure. And obviously budget is one of the biggest things. And I know that the Democrats oppose, you know, Governor Branstad's two-year budget that he wants to push through. What are kind of your thoughts on that, and why do they oppose a two-year budget?
Well, I have not talked to them about the budget, but I would say this. The governor has said any bill that does not have any spending bill that is not a two-year budget, he will veto. And I believe he will do that. I do not know what the Democrats, what their thinking is. I suspect they're probably saying things like it takes away from legislative authority, but I really haven't heard them articulate it that much. They just want to do a one-year budget. It may force a shutdown. I suspect they're doing it for negotiations.
Sure. And something that a lot of people seem to be talking about is the state-appointed lawyers not getting paid because of budget issues. And our county attorney here has said that basically if those lawyers decide that they're not going to practice until they get paid, his office could be at a standstill. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I believe if you have a bill, you should pay it. And as a matter of fact, the Democrats had the opportunity in the Senate to pay the what's called indigent defense, and they refused to pass the bill. So I voted for bills that give the governor veto or transfer authority, says I don't want that because we don't have enough money, and that's where we got into trouble over the past 4 years under Governor Culver. I've voted for, and Republicans have voted for, supplemental appropriations to take it out of excess monies we have. So I believe personally that the lawyers ought to get paid. If you owe a bill, you pay it.
Sure. And you were here in Knoxville and in Pella last week. What kind of issues were residents here in Marion County bringing up that they're concerned about?
Well, we had a good turnout in Knoxville. We had, I can't remember, 10 or 12 people there, and had a lot of interest. People were talking about commercial property taxes. We talked about the proposals for use of the veterans facility out there. We talked about a host of things, but a lot of it centers on what's going to happen with the state and pension plans. We talked about government worker pension plans, just a whole host of topics, and it was a lively discussion.
And what were people in Pella, were they focused on pretty much the same thing?
Well, we had a similar discussion in Pella. We had some folks, I don't think they were from the Pella area, but they were questioning wanting more money for schools. It was a teachers union representative. And my question to her, or my point to her was that with 0% allowable growth to schools, you may not, or your listeners may not understand, that is $286 million. That's $286 million more dollars the schools are getting at 0% allowable growth. So it isn't like there isn't any new money. That is what they're getting. And, you know, we had several people from Pella who are on fixed incomes. We have people whose Property taxes have gone up. When Governor Culver did the 10% across the board cut last year, it raised property taxes over $200 million. And I think with all of the unemployment in Iowa, 100,000 unemployed Iowans, businesses are having to cut back. We're seeing layoffs, furloughs. We've even seen bankruptcies. 222 factories closed their doors in 2009 alone. My point to the teachers were, you guys need to help us out on this. And if you believe there needs to be more money, why don't you guys take a pay freeze to prevent layoffs? They're saying we're going to lay off these teachers. Well, if they would take a pay freeze and say instead of taking a $5,000 bonus, which about all Iowa teachers are going to get about a $5,000 bonus, if they would not take that, we could avoid a lot, if not all, of those layoffs. So that was part of the discussion we had.
Sure. And like I've mentioned before, our superintendent, at least here in Knoxville, has mentioned that 0% allowable growth really has to do with what the taxpayers pay. And he has said that if it's 0%, that's 90-some cents per thousand per Knoxville residents. And then if it's 1%, it goes down 30 cents, et cetera, et cetera. So if it is 0%, does that mean that our taxpayers are going to be paying more?
Taxpayers pay 100% of every education dollar, 100%. Whether it's property tax or income tax, it is 100%. Taxpayer supported.
All right. What other things do you see coming up here in the near future as you guys hopefully get into the last couple weeks of session?
Well, we really all we have to do is do the appropriations bills, the spending bills. And of course, Republicans want to spend less money. They want to cut unnecessary things, unnecessary spending. And so there could be a battle looming with the Democrats in control of the Senate. They want to spend more money. We want to spend less. And we'll just see where it all goes. It'll be just like I talked about that eagle's nest with those three little babies. I don't know if any of your listeners have watched that, but they brought up rabbits and fish and other birds for them to eat. And I suspect before this whole thing's over, both the legislature and that eagle's nest are going to get pretty messy before it's done.
And to just kind of follow up from something we talked about last week when the redistricting plan had just come out at that point, has anything changed on your thoughts on that? Any light shined on things that we didn't, know last week?
The five public hearings have been held. The last one was last night in Des Moines. It's my understanding about only 10 people showed up. We have not had a full discussion on it. We continue to look at information. I believe that the sentiment, without taking a poll or asking too many people, I believe the sentiment is the first map will likely pass unless something dramatic happens.
All right. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't believe so, except spring's around the corner, and I can't wait to get out when I get time and work in my yard and get a little bit of that kind of thing done. But any of your listeners have questions or issues, I welcome hearing from them.
Great. Thanks, Senator McKinley, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.